Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are on day number 55 of our Bible in 90 Days. And something tragic happened yesterday. Our internet went out for the first time in 54 days. Our internet cut out towards, we probably had 10 more minutes of reading the book of Isaiah, and my internet was out on my computer. I could not go back on live, so hopefully you read the last couple chapters. I think it went out at like 61. We were reading till 66. So hopefully you finished it on your own. It's unfortunate. It's part of how we're doing these lives. Like, it's live, so if it cuts out, it cuts out. It is what it is. There's nothing I can do about it. We had our power going out Monday, and our internet going out. And, oh no, wait, Tuesday our power went out, Wednesday our internet went out, and here we are. So it took 55 days for it to mess up. It's all good. We're in the book of Jeremiah. If you're joining, thank you for being in the chat and engaging and being here every day. This has been a long journey. We still have a long way to go. We still have like, what, 30-something days left. So we still have a long way to go, but we're getting through it. Like I said, today we are reading the book of Jeremiah. So we're going to start in Jeremiah chapter 1. Here we go. Someone said I was reading intense, the book of Isaiah. Well, it was a rebuke. Isaiah, God was rebuking the people for their compromise. So it was intense. And Jeremiah's intense as well. So I might be reading intense. I kind of read, my tone kind of goes with whatever we're reading. It just happens. So here we go. Jeremiah chapter 1. These are the words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, one of the priests from the town of Anathoth in the land of Benjamin. The Lord gave first gave messages to Jeremiah during the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, son of Amon, king of Judah. The Lord's messages continued throughout the reign of King Jehoiakim, Josiah's son, until the 11th year of the reign of King Zedekiah, another one of Josiah's sons. In August of that 11th year, the people of Jerusalem were taken away as captives. All right, Jeremiah's call and first visions. Excuse me. The Lord gave me this message. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. O sovereign Lord, I said, I can't speak for you. I'm too young. The Lord replied, don't say, preach this, somebody in the chat. Don't say I'm too young, for you must go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you. And don't be afraid of the people, for I'll be with you and will protect you. I, the Lord, have spoken. Then the Lord reached out and touched my mouth and said, look, I put my words in your mouth. Today I appoint you to stand up against nations and kingdoms. Some you must uproot and tear down, destroy and overthrow, and others you must build up and plant. Then the Lord said to me, look, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I replied, I see a branch from an almond tree. And the Lord said, that's right, and it means that I'm watching, and I'll certainly carry out all my plans. Then the Lord spoke to me again and asked, what do you see now? And I replied, I see a pot of boiling water spilling from the north. Yes, the Lord said, for terror from the north will boil out on the people of this land. Listen, I'm calling the armies of the kingdoms of the north to come to Jerusalem. I, the Lord, have spoken. They will set their thrones at the gates of the city. They'll attack its walls and all the other towns of Judah. I'll pronounce judgment of my people for all their evil, on my people for all their evil, for deserting me and burning incense to other gods. Yes, they worship idols made with their own hands. Get up and prepare for action. Go out and tell them everything I tell you to say. Do not be afraid of them, or I'll make you look foolish in front of them. For see, today I've made you strong, like a fortified city that cannot be captured, like an iron pillar or bronze wall. You'll stand against the whole land, the kings, officials, priests, and people of Judah. They will fight you, but they will fail. For I'm with you, and I'll take care of you. I, the Lord, have spoken. Chapter 2, the Lord's case against his people. The Lord gave another message, he said. Go and shout this message to Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. I remember how eager you were to please me as a bride long ago, how you loved me, and he's talking to Israel right here, how you loved me and followed me even through the barren wilderness. In those days, Israel was holy to the Lord, the first of his children. All who harmed his people were declared guilty, and disaster fell on them. I, the Lord, have spoken. Listen to the word of the Lord, people of Jacob, all you families of Israel. This is what the Lord says. What did your ancestors find wrong with me that led them to stray so far from me? They worship worthless idols only to become worthless themselves. They did not ask, where is the Lord who brought us safely out of Egypt and led us through the barren wilderness, a land of deserts and pits, a land of drought and death where no one lives or even travels? And when I brought you into a fruitful land to enjoy its bounty and goodness, you defiled my land and corrupted the possession I promised you. The priests did not ask, where is the Lord? Those who taught my word ignored me. The rulers turned against me, and the prophets spoke in the name of Baal, wasting their time on worthless idols. Therefore, I will bring my case against you. says the Lord. I will even bring charges against your children's children in the years to come. Go west and look in the land of Cyprus. Go east and search through the land of Kedar. Has anyone heard of anything as strange as this? Has any nation ever traded its gods for new ones, even though they're not gods at all? Yet my people have exchanged their glorious God for worthless idols. The heavens are shocked at this. They shrink back in horror and dismay, says the Lord. For my people have done two evil things. They've abandoned me, fountain of living water, and they've dug for themselves cracked cisterns that can hold no water at all. Why has Israel become a slave? Why has he been carried away as plunder? Strong lions have roared against him, and the land has been destroyed. The towns are now in ruins, and no one lives in them anymore. Egyptians marching from their cities of Memphis and Tahpenes have destroyed Israel's glory and power. And you've brought this upon yourselves by rebelling against the Lord your God, even though he was leading you on the way. What have you gained by your alliances with Egypt and your covenants with Assyria? What good to you are the streams of the Nile or the waters of the Euphrates River? Your wickedness will bring its own punishment. Your turning from me will shame you. You'll see what an evil, bitter thing it is to abandon the Lord your God and not to fear him. I, the Lord of heaven's armies, have spoken. Long ago, I broke the yoke that oppressed you and tore away the chains of your slavery, but still you said, I will not serve you. On every hill and under every green tree, you have prostituted yourselves by bowing down to idols. But I was the one who planted you, choosing a vine of the purest stock, the very best. How did you grow into this corrupt wild vine? No amount of soap or lyre can make you clean. I will see the stain of your guilt. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. You say, that's not true. I haven't worshipped the images of Baal. But how can you say that? Go and look in the valley and the land. Face the awful sins you've done. You're like a restless female camel desperately searching for a mate. You're like a wild donkey sniffing the wind at mating time. Who can restrain her lust? Those who desire her don't need to search, for she goes running to them. When will you stop running? When will you stop panting after other gods? But you say, save your breath. I'm in love with these foreign gods, and I can't stop loving them now. Israel's like a thief who feels shame only when he gets caught. They, their kings, officials, priests, and prophets are all alike in this. To an image carved from a piece of wood, they say, you are my father. To an idol chiseled from a block of stone, they say, you are my mother. What do you guys think about this in the chat? I mean, this is us today. We worship idols. So many of us worship idols. I've caught myself idol worshiping before. Things made by hands. How many of you know your cell phone's an idol? Something made by hands that we spend hours and hours on, and I'm guilty of this as well. I'm not exempt. They cry out to me, come and save us. But why not call it to the gods you've made? When trouble comes, let them save you if they can. For you have as many gods as there are towns in Judah. Why do you accuse me of doing wrong? You're the ones who rebelled, says the Lord. I've punished your children, but they did not respond to my discipline. You yourselves have killed your prophets, as a lion kills its prey. Oh, my people, listen to the words of the Lord. Have I been like a desert to Israel? Oh, and by the way, I apologize as well. We didn't have a prayer call today. We rarely cancel, but I had something, kind of an emergency come up that I had to take care of. And then some others that help run the call weren't able to run it as well. So just that was going on. Anyways, I just remember that. Have I been like a desert to Israel? Have I been to them a land of darkness? Why then do people say, at least we're free from God. We don't need him anymore. Does a young woman forget her jewelry or a bride her wedding dress? Yet for years on end, my people have forgotten me. How you plot and scheme to win your lovers. Even an experienced prostitute can learn from you. Your clothing is stained with the blood of the innocent and the poor, though you didn't catch them breaking into your houses. And yet you say, I've done nothing wrong. Surely God isn't angry with me, but now I will punish you severely because you claim you've not sinned. First here, then there. You flit from one ally to another asking for help, but your new friends in Egypt will let you down. I mean, this is a straight up rebuke, just as Assyria did before. In despair, you'll be led into exile with your hands on your heads, for the Lord has rejected the nations you trust. They will not help you at all. Chapter 3. If a man divorces a woman and she goes and marries someone else, he will not take her back again, for that would surely corrupt the land. But you've prostituted yourself with many lovers, so why are you trying to come back to me, says the Lord? Look at the shrines on every hilltop. Is there any place you've not been defiled by your adultery with other gods? You sit like prostitutes beside the road waiting for a customer. You sit alone like a nomad in the desert. You polluted the land with your prostitution and wickedness. That's why even the spring rains have failed, for you are a brazen prostitute and completely shameless. Yet you say to me, Father, you've been my guide since my youth. Surely you won't be angry anymore. Surely you can't forget about it. So you talk, but you keep on doing all the evil you can. During the reign of King Josiah, the Lord said to me, have you seen what fickle Israel has done? Like a wife who commits adultery, Israel has worshipped other gods on every hill and every green tree. So God considers worshipping idols adultery, cheating on him. Like, you are cheating on me by worshipping idols. Verse 7. I thought, after she's done all this, she'll return to me. But she did not return, and her faithless sister Judah saw this. She saw that I divorced faithless Israel because of her adultery. But that treacherous sister Judah had no fear, and now she too has left me and given herself to prostitution. Israel treated it all so lightly. She thought nothing of committing adultery by worshiping idols made of wood and stone. So now the land has been polluted. But despite all this, her faithless sister Judah has never sincerely returned to me. She has only pretended to be sorry. I, the Lord, have spoken. And the Lord said to me, even faithless Israel is less guilty than treacherous Judah. Therefore, go and give this message to Israel. This is what the Lord says. O Israel, my faithless people, come home to me again. For I am merciful. I will not be angry with you forever. Only acknowledge your guilt. Admit that you've rebelled against the Lord your God and committed adultery against him by worshiping idols under every green tree. Confess that you refuse to listen to my voice. I, the Lord, have spoken. Return home, you wayward children, says the Lord, for I'm your master. I will bring you back to the land of Israel, one from this town and two from that family, from wherever you are scattered. And I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will guide you with knowledge and understanding. And when your land is once more filled with people, says the Lord, you'll no longer wish for the good old days when you possess the ark of the Lord's covenant. You'll not miss those days or even remember them, and there'll be no need to rebuild the ark. In that day, Jerusalem will be known as the throne of the Lord. All the nations will come there to honor the Lord. They'll no longer stubbornly follow their own evil desires. In those days, the people of Judah and Israel will return together from exile in the north. They'll return to the land I gave you, your ancestors, as an inheritance forever. I thought to myself, I would love to treat you as my own children. I wanted nothing more than to give you this beautiful land, the finest possession in the world. I looked forward to your calling me father, and I wanted you never to turn from me. But you've been unfaithful to me, you people of Israel. You've been like a faithless wife who leaves her husband. I, the Lord, have spoken. Voices are heard high on the windswept mountains and weeping, pleading of Israel's people. For they've chosen crooked paths and forgotten the Lord their God. My wayward children, says the Lord, come back to me and I'll heal your wayward hearts. Yes, we're coming, the people reply, for you are the Lord our God. Our worship of idols on the hills and our religious orgies on the mountains are delusion. Only in the Lord our God will Israel find the salvation. From childhood, we've watched as everything our ancestors worked for, their flocks and herds, their sons and daughters, has squandered on a delusion. Let us now lie down in shame and cover ourselves with dishonor, for we and our ancestors have sinned against the Lord our God. From our childhood to this day, we have never obeyed him. Chapter 4. O Israel, says the Lord, if you wanted to return to me, you could. You could throw away your detestable idols and stray away no more. Then, when you swear by my name, saying, as surely as the Lord lives, you could do so with truth, justice, and righteousness. Then you'll be a blessing to the nations of the world, and all the people will come and praise my name. This is what the Lord says to the people of Judah and Jerusalem. Plow up the hard ground of your hearts. Do not waste your good seed among thorns. O people of Judah and Jerusalem, surrender your pride and power. Change your hearts before the Lord, or my anger will burn like an unquenchable fire because of all your sins. Shout to Judah and broadcast to Jerusalem. Tell them to sound the alarm throughout the land. Run for your lives and flee to the fortified cities. Raise a signal flag as a warning for Jerusalem. Flee now and do not delay, for I'm bringing terrible destruction upon you from the north. A lion stalks from its den, a destroyer of nations. It has left its lair and headed your way. It's going to devastate your land. Your towns will lie in ruins with no one living in them no more. So put on clothes of mourning and weep with broken hearts, for the fierce anger of the Lord is still upon us. In that day, says the Lord, the king of the officials will tremble in fear. The priests will be struck with horror and the prophets will be appalled. Then I said, O sovereign Lord, the people have been deceived by what you said, for you promised peace for Jerusalem, but the sword is held at their throats. The time is coming when the Lord will say to the people of Jerusalem, my dear people, a burning wind is blowing in from the desert, and it's not a gentle breeze useful for winnowing grain. It is a roaring blast sent by me. Now I will pronounce your destruction. Our enemies rushes down on us like storm clouds. His chariots are like whirlwinds. His horses are swifter than eagles. How terrible it will be, for we are doomed. O Jerusalem, cleanse your heart that you may be saved. How long will you harbor your evil thoughts? Your destruction has been announced from Dan and the hill country of Ephraim. Warn the surrounding nations and announce this to Jerusalem. The enemy is coming from a distant land, raising a battle cry against the towns of Judah. They surround Jerusalem like watchmen around a field. For my people have rebelled against me, says the Lord. Your own actions have brought this upon you. This punishment is bitter, piercing you to the heart. My heart, I writh in pain. My heart pounds within me. I cannot be still, for I've heard the blast of enemy trumpets and the roar of their battle cries. Waves of destruction roll over the land until it lies in complete desolation. Suddenly my tents are destroyed. In a moment my shelters are crushed. How long must I see the battle flags and hear the trumpets of war? My people are foolish. You do not know me, says the Lord. They are stupid children who have no understanding. They're clever enough at doing wrong, but they have no idea how to do right. I looked at the earth and it was empty and formless. I looked at the heavens and there was no light. I looked at the mountains and hills and they trembled and shook. I looked and all the people were gone. All the birds of the sky had flown away. I looked and the fertile fields had become a wilderness. The towns lay in ruins, crushed by the Lord's fierce anger. This is what the Lord says. The whole land will be ruined. but I will not destroy it completely. The earth will mourn, and the heavens will be draped in black because of my decree against my people. I've made up my mind, and I will not change it. At the noise of the charioteers and archers, the people flee in terror. They hide in the bushes and run for the mountains. All the towns have been abandoned, not a person remains. What are you doing, you who have been plundered? Why do you dress up in beautiful clothing and put on gold jewelry? Why do you brighten your eyes with mascara? Your primping will do you no good. I don't know what primping means, but okay. The allies who were your lovers despise you and seek to kill you. I hear a cry like that of a woman in labor, the groans of a woman giving birth to her first child. It's a beautiful Jerusalem, gasping for breath and crying out, "Help, I'm being murdered." These are long chapters. Chapter 5, The Sins of Judah. Run up and down every street in Jerusalem, says the Lord. Look high and low and search throughout the city. If you can find even one, If you can find even one just and honest person, I will not destroy the city. But even then, they're under oath, saying, as surely as the Lord lives, they're still telling lies. Lord, you're searching for honesty. You struck your people, but they had no attention. You crushed them, but they refused to be corrected. They are determined with faces set like stone. They've refused to repent. Then I said, but what can we expect from the poor? They are ignorant. They don't know the ways of the Lord. They don't understand God's law. So I'll go and speak to their leaders. Surely they know the ways of the Lord and understand God's law. But the leaders too, as one man, had thrown off God's yoke and broken his chains. So now a lion from the forest will attack them. A wolf from the desert will pounce on them. A leopard will lurk near their towns, tearing apart anyone who dares to venture out. For the rebellion is great and their sins are many. How can I pardon you? For even your children have turned from me. They've sworn by gods that are not gods at all. I fed my people until they were full, but they thanked me by committing adultery and lining up at brothels. They are well-fed, lusty stallions, each neighing for his neighbor's wife. Should I not punish them for this, says the Lord? Should I not avenge myself against a nation? Go down the roads of the vineyards and destroy the grapevines, leaving a scattered few alive. Strip the branches from the vines, for these people do not belong to the Lord. The people of Israel and Judah are full of treachery against me, says the Lord. They have lied about the Lord and said, he won't bother us. No disaster will come upon us. There will be no war or famine. God's prophets are all windbags who don't really speak for him. Let their predictions of disaster fall on themselves. Therefore, this is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. Because my people are talking like this, my messages will flame out of your mouth and burn the people like kindling wood. O Israel, I will bring a distant nation against you, says the Lord. It's a mighty nation, an ancient nation, a people whose language you do not know, whose speech you cannot understand. Their weapons are deadly and their warriors are mighty. They'll devour the food of your harvest and devour your sons and daughters. They'll devour your flocks and herds, and they'll devour your grapes and figs, and they'll destroy your fortified towns, which you think are so safe. Yet even in those days, I will not blot you out completely, says the Lord. And when your people ask, why did the Lord do all this to us? You must reply, you rejected him and gave yourselves to foreign gods in your own land. Now you will serve foreigners in a land that is not your own. Make this announcement to Israel and say this to Judah. Listen, you foolish and senseless people with eyes that do not see and ears that do not hear. Have you no respect for me? Why don't you tremble in my presence? I, the Lord, define the ocean's sandy shoreline as an everlasting boundary that waters cannot cross. The waves may toss and roar, but they can never pass the boundaries I set. But my people have stubborn and rebellious hearts. They have turned away and abandoned me. They do not say from their heart, let us live in awe of the Lord our God. For he gives us rain each spring and fall, assuring us of a harvest when the time is right. Your wickedness has deprived you of these wonderful blessings. Your sin has robbed you of all these good things. Among my people are wicked men who lie in wait for victims like a hunter hiding in a blind. They continually set up traps to catch people. Like a cage filled with birds, their homes are filled with evil plots. And now they're great and rich. They are fat and sleek, and there's no limit to their wicked deeds. They refuse to provide justice to orphans and deny the rights of the poor. Should I not punish them for this, says the Lord? Should I not avenge myself against such a nation? A horrible and shocking thing has happened in this land. The prophets give false prophecies, and the priests rule with an iron hand. Worse yet, my people like it that way. But what will you do when the end comes? Chapter 6, Jerusalem's Last Warning. Run for your lives, you people of Benjamin. Get out of Jerusalem. Sound the alarm in Tekoa. Send up a signal at Beth Hekarim. A powerful army is coming from the north, coming with disaster and destruction. O Jerusalem, you're my beautiful and delicate daughter, but I will destroy you. Enemies will surround you like shepherds camped around the city. Each chooses a place for his troops to devour. They shout, prepare for battle, attack at noon. No, it's too late, the day is fading, and the evening shadows are falling. Well then, let's attack at night and destroy her palaces. This is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. Cut down the trees for battering rams. Build siege ramps against the walls of Jerusalem. This is a city to be punished, for she is wicked through and through. She sprouts evil like a fountain. Her streets echo with the sounds of violence and destruction. I always see her wickedness and sores. Listen to this warning, Jerusalem, or I'll turn from you in disgust. Listen, or I'll turn you into a heap of ruins, a land where no one lives. This is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. Even the few who remain in Israel will be picked over again. As when a harvester checks each vine a second time, to pick the grapes that were missed. Okay. To whom can I give a warning? Who will listen when I speak? Their ears are closed and they cannot hear. They scorn the word of the Lord and they don't want to listen at all. So now I'm filled with the Lord's fury. Yes, I'm tired of holding it in. I will pour out my fury on children playing in the streets and on gatherings of young men and on husbands and wives and those who are old and gray. Their homes will be turned over to their enemies and their fields and their wives. For I'll raise my powerful fist against the people of this land, says the Lord. From the least to the greatest, their lives are ruled by greed. From the prophets to the priests, they are all frauds. They offer superficial treatments for my people's mortal wounds. They give assurance of peace when there is no peace. This is talking about false prophets. Are they ashamed of their disgusting actions? Not at all. They don't even know how to blush. Therefore, they'll lie among the slaughtered. They'll be brought down when I punish them, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Stop at the crossroads and look around. Ask for the old godly way and walk in it. Travel its path and you'll find rest for your souls. But you reply, no, that's not the road we want. I posted watchmen over you and said, listen to the sound of the alarm. But you replied, no, we won't pay attention. Therefore, listen to this, all you nations. Take note of my people's situation. Listen, all the earth. I'll bring disaster on my people. It is the fruit of their own schemes because they refuse to listen to me. They've rejected my word. There's no use in offering me sweet frankincense from Sheba. Keep your fragrant calamus imported from distant lands. I will not accept your burnt offerings. Your sacrifices have no pleasing aroma for me. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will put obstacles in my people's path. Fathers and sons will both fall over them. Neighbors and friends will die together. This is what the Lord says. Look, a great army coming from the north. A great nation is rising against you from far-off lands. They're armed with bows and spears. They're cruel and show no mercy. They sound like a roaring sea as they ride forward on horses. They're coming in battle formation, planning to destroy you, beautiful Jerusalem. We've heard reports about the enemy and we wring our hands in fright. Pangs of anguish have gripped us like those of a woman in labor. Don't go out to the fields. Don't travel on the roads. The enemy's sword is everywhere and terrorizes us at every turn. Oh, my people, dress yourselves in burlap and sit among the ashes. Mourn and weep bitterly as for the loss of an only son, for suddenly the destroying armies will come upon you. Jeremiah, I've made you a tester of metals, that you may determine the quality of my people. They are the worst kind of rebel, full of slander. Their heart is bronze and iron, and they lead others into corruption. They bellow, the bellows fiercely fan the flames to burn out the corruption, but it does not purify them. For the wickedness remains, and I'll label them rejected silver, for I, the Lord, am discarding them. This is so intense. That's his people he's saying that about. Chapter 7, Jeremiah speaks at the temple. The Lord gave another message to Jeremiah. He said, go to the entrance of the Lord's temple and give this message to the people, O Judah. Listen to this message from the Lord. Listen to it, all of you who worship here. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says. Even now, if you quit your evil ways, I will let you stay in your own land. But don't be fooled by those who promise you safely simply because the Lord's temple is here. They chant, the Lord's temple is here, the Lord's temple is here. But I'll be merciful only if you stop your evil thoughts and deeds and start treating each other with justice. Only if you stop exploiting foreigners, orphans, and widows. Only if you stop your murdering. Only if you stop harming yourselves by worshiping idols. Then I will let you stay in this land that I gave your ancestors to keep forever. Don't be fooled into thinking that you'll never suffer because the temple is here. It's a lie. Do you really think that you can steal, murder, commit adultery, lie, and burn incense to Baal and all those other new gods of yours, and then come here and stand before me in my temple and say, we're safe, only to go right back to the evils again? Man, we do this. Go to church. Lord, thank you. We're fine. And then we go back to our sin. Don't you yourselves admit that this temple, which bears my name, has become a den of thieves? Surely I see all the evil going on there. I, the Lord, have spoken. Go now to the place of Shiloh, where I once put the tabernacle that bore my name. See what I did there because of all the wickedness of my people, the Israelites. While you were doing these wicked things, says the Lord, I spoke to you about it repeatedly, but you would not listen. I called out to you, but you refused to answer. So just as I destroyed Shiloh, I will now destroy this temple and that bears my name. This temple that you trust in for help, this place that I gave you to your ancestors, I will send you out of my sight into exile, just as I did your relatives, the people of Israel. Pray no more for these people, Jeremiah. Do not weep or pray for them, and do not beg me to help them, for I will not listen to you. Don't you see that they are doing what they are doing throughout the lands, throughout the towns of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? No wonder I'm so angry. Watch how the children gather wood and the fathers build sacrificial fires. See how the women knead dough and make cakes to offer the Queen of Heaven, and they pour out liquid offerings to their other idol gods. Am I the one they're hurting? Asked the Lord. Most of all, they hurt themselves to their own shame. So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will pour out my terrible fury on this place. Its people, animals, trees, and crops will be consumed by the unquenchable fire of my anger. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says. Take your burnt offerings and your other sacrifices and eat them yourselves. When I lead your ancestors out of Egypt, it's not burnt offerings and sacrifices I wanted from them. This is what I told them. Obey me and I'll be your God, and you'll be my people. Do everything as I say and all will be well. But my people would not listen to me. They kept doing whatever they wanted, following the stubborn desires of their evil hearts. They went backward instead of forward. From the day your ancestors left Egypt until now, I've continued to send my servants, the prophets, day in and day out. But my people have not listened to me or even tried to hear. They've been stubborn and sinful, even worse than their ancestors. Tell them all this, but do not expect them to listen. Shout out your warnings, but don't expect them to respond. Say to them, this is the nation whose people will not obey the Lord their God and refuse to be taught. The truth has vanished from among them. It is no longer heard on their lips. Shave your head in mourning and weep alone on the mountaintops, for the Lord has rejected and forsaken this generation that has provoked his fury. The people of Judah have sinned before my very eyes, says the Lord. They've set up their abominable idols right in the temple that bears my name, defiling it. They built pagan shrines at Topheth, the garbage dump in the valley of Ben Hinnom, and there they burned their sons and daughters in the fire. I've never commanded such a horrible deed. It never even crossed my mind to command such a thing. So beware, the time is coming, says the Lord, when the garbage dump will no longer be called Topheth or the valley of Ben Hinnom, and the valley of slaughter, but the valley of slaughter. They'll bury the bodies in Topheth until there's no more room for them. The bodies of my people will be food for the vultures and wild animals, and no one will be left to scare them away. I'll put an end to the happy singing and laughter in the streets of Jerusalem. The joyful voices of bridegrooms and brides will no longer be heard in the towns of Judah. The land will lie in complete desolation. In that day, says the Lord, chapter 8, the enemy will break open the graves of the kings and officials of Judah and the graves of the priests, prophets, and common people of Jerusalem. They'll spread out their bones on the ground before the sun, moon, and stars, the gods my people have loved, served, and worshipped. Their bones will not be gathered up again or buried, but will be scattered on the ground like manure. And the people of this evil nation who survive will wish to die rather than live where I will send them. I, the Lord of Heaven's armies, have spoken. Jeremiah said to the people, this is what the Lord says. When people fall down, don't they get up again? When they discover they're on the road, don't they turn back? And this is about false prophets. Then why do these people stay on their self-destructive path? Why do these people refuse to turn back? They cling tightly to their lies and will not turn around. I listen to their conversations and don't hear a word of truth. Is anyone sorry for doing wrong? Does anyone say what a terrible thing I've done? No, all are running down the path of sin, as swiftly as a horse galloping into battle. Even the stork that flies across the sky knows the time of her migration, as a turtle dove, the swallow, and the crane. They all return at the proper time each year, but not my people. They don't know the Lord's law. How can you say we're wise because of the way, because we have the word of the Lord, when your teachers have twisted it by writing lies? These wise teachers will fall into the trap of their own foolishness, for they've rejected the word of the Lord. Are they so wise after all? I will give their wives to others and their farms to strangers. From the least to the greatest, their lives are ruled by greed. Yes, even my prophets and priests are like that. They're all frauds. They offer superficial treatments for my people's mortal wounds. They give assurance of peace when there is no peace. And they're ashamed of these. Are they ashamed of these disgusting actions? Not at all. They don't even know how to blush. Therefore, they will lie among the slaughter. They'll be brought down when I punish them, says the Lord. I will surely consume them. There'll be no more harvest of figs and grapes. Their fruit trees will all die. Whatever I gave them will soon be gone. I, the Lord, have spoken. Then the people will say, why should we wait here to die? Come, let's go to the fortified towns and die there. For the Lord our God has decreed our destruction and has given us a cup of poison to drink because we sinned against the Lord. We hoped for peace, but no peace came. We hoped for a time of healing, but found only terror. The snorting of the enemy's war horses can be heard all the way from the land of Dan in the north. The neighing of their stallions makes the whole land tremble. They are coming to devour the land and everything in it, cities and people alike. I will send these enemy troops among you like poisonous snakes you cannot charm. They will bite you and you will die. I, the Lord, have spoken. My grief is beyond healing. My heart is broken. Listen to the weeping of my people. It can be heard across the land. Has the Lord abandoned Jerusalem, the people ask? Is their king no longer there? Oh, why have they provoked my anger with their carved idols and their worthless foreign gods, says the Lord. The harvest is finished, and yet summer is gone, and the people cry, yet we are not saved. I hurt with the hurt of my people. I mourn, and I'm overcome with grief. Is there no medicine in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why is there no healing for the wounds of my people? Chapter 9. If only my head were a pool of water and my eyes a fountain of tears, I would weep day and night for all my people who have been slaughtered. Oh, that I could go away and forget my people and live in a traveler's shack in the desert. For they are all adulterers, a pack of treacherous liars. My people band their tongues like bows to shoot out lies. They refuse to stand up for truth, and they only go from bad to worse. They do not know me, says the Lord. Beware of your neighbors. Don't even trust your brother, for your brother takes advantage of your brother, and friend slanders friend. They all fool and defraud each other, and no one tells the truth. With practiced tongues, they tell lies. They wear themselves out with all their sinning, and they pile lie upon lie, and utterly refuse to acknowledge me, says the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord of Heaven Army says. See, I will melt them down in a crucible and test them like metal. What else can I do with my people? For their tongues shoot lies like poison arrows, and they speak friendly words to their neighbors while scheming in their hearts to kill them. Should I not punish them for this, says the Lord? Should I not avenge myself against this nation? I will weep for the mountains and wail for the wilderness pastures, for they are desolate and empty of life, and lowing cattle is heard no more. The birds and wild animals have all fled. I will make Jerusalem into a heap of ruins, says the Lord. It'll be a place haunted by jackals. The towns of Judah will be ghost towns with no one living in them. Who is wise enough to understand all this? Who's been instructed by the Lord and can explain it to others? Why has the land been so ruined that no one dares to travel through it? The Lord replies, this happened because my people have abandoned my instructions. They've refused to obey what I said. Instead, they've stubbornly followed their own desires and worshiped the images of Baal as their ancestors taught them. So now this is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says. Look, I'll feed them with bitterness and give them poison to drink. I will scatter them around the world in places they and their ancestors have never heard of, or even there I will chase them with a sword until I've destroyed them completely. This is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. Consider all this and call for the mourners. Send the women who mourn at funerals. Quick, begin your weeping. Let the tears flow from your eyes. Hear the people of Jerusalem crying in despair. We are ruined. We are completely humiliated. We must leave our land because our homes have been torn down. Listen, you women, to the words of the Lord. Open your ears to what he has to say. Teach your daughters to wail. Teach one another to lament. For death has crept in through our windows. It has entered our mansions and has killed off the flower of our youth. Children no longer play in the streets, and young men no longer gather in the squares. This is what the Lord says. Bodies will be scattered across the fields like clumps of manure, like bundles of grain after the harvest. No one will be left to bury them. This is what the Lord says. Don't let the wise boast in their wisdom, or the powerful boast in their power, or the rich boast in their riches. But those who wish to boast should boast in this alone, that they truly know me and understand that I am the Lord who demonstrates unfailing love and brings justice and righteousness to the earth, and that I delight in these things. I, the Lord, have spoken. Time is coming, says the Lord, when I'll punish all those who are circumcised in body but not in spirit. The Egyptians, Edomites, Ammonites, Moabites, the people who live in the desert and remote places, and yes, even the people of Judah, and like all these pagan nations, the people of Israel have uncircumcised hearts. Chapter 10, idolatry brings destruction. Jeremiah is no joke. It is no joke. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word that the Lord speaks to you, O Israel. This is what the Lord says. Do not act like other nations who try to read their future in the stars. Do not be afraid of their predictions, even though other nations are terrified by them. Their ways are futile and foolish. They cut down a tree and craftsman carves an idol. They decorate with gold and silver and then fasten it securely with hammer and nails so it won't fall over. Their gods are like helpless scarecrows in a cucumber field. They cannot speak, and they need to be carried because they cannot walk. Do not be afraid of these gods, for they neither harm nor do any good. Lord, there is no one like you, for you are great and your name is full of power. Who would not fear you, O King of nations? That title belongs to you alone. Among all the wise people of the earth and all the kingdoms of the world, there's no one like you. People who worship idols are stupid and foolish. The things they worship are made of wood. They bring beaten sheets of silver from Tarshish and gold from Uphaz, and they give these materials to skillful craftsmen and make their idols. They dress their gods in royal blue and purple robes made by expert tailors. But the Lord is the only true God. He's the living God and the everlasting King. The whole earth trembles at his anger. The nation cannot stand up to his wrath. Say this to those who worship other gods. Your so-called gods, who did not make the heavens and earth, will vanish from the earth and from under the heavens. But the Lord made the earth by his power, and he preserves it by his wisdom. With his own understanding, he stretched out the heavens. When he speaks in the thunder, the heavens roar with rain. He causes a cloud to rise over the earth. He sends a lightning with the rain and releases the wind from his storehouses. The whole human race is foolish and has no knowledge. The craftsmen are disgraced by the idols they make, for they carefully shaped by works are a fraud. These idols have no breath or power. Idols are worthless. They're ridiculous lies. On the day of reckoning, they'll all be destroyed, but the God of Israel is no idol. He's a creator of everything that exists, including Israel, his own special possession. The Lord of Heaven's armies is his name. Pack your bags and prepare to leave. The siege is about to begin, for this is what the Lord says. Suddenly I will fling out all you who live in this land. I will pour out great troubles upon you, and at last you'll feel my anger. My wound is severe and my grief is great. My sickness is incurable, but I must bear it. My home is gone and no one is left to help me rebuild it. My children have been taken away and I'll never see them again. The shepherds of my people have lost their senses. They no longer seek wisdom from the Lord. Therefore, they fail completely and their flocks are scattered. Listen, hear the terrifying roar of great armies as they roll down from the north. The towns of Judah will be destroyed and become a haunt for jackals. I know, Lord, that our lives are not our own. We are not able to plan our own course. So correct me, Lord, but please be gentle. Do not correct me in anger, for I would die. Pour out your wrath on the nations that refuse to acknowledge you, on the peoples that do not call upon your name, for they've devoured your people, Israel. They've devoured and consumed them, making the land a desolate wilderness. Oh, man, guys, that is intense today. You're like, you read so intense. Well, I mean, this is like intense. This is just, we just read 40 minutes or 35 minutes of rebuke. The Lord rebuking his people. What is the lesson? Don't worship idols. Don't trust your sin. Don't bow down to things that are not the Lord. What a powerful time. Again, guys, we are live every single day at 2:00. I apologize that we did not have the prayer call today. We usually don't cancel it, but I have something came up that I had to take care of. It was kind of like an emergency thing that I have to deal with. Not fun, but anyway, I'm dealing with that today, so I'm not going to stay on here long. It's not like my family, nothing. It's just something going on. It's fine. Everyone's fine. You don't need to stress, but be praying for us as always. I appreciate you guys very much. I got to go take care of this, so I'm going to be getting off here, but thank you so much for being live, engaging in the comments. I love all of you in the comments. I appreciate you all. Type a 1 in the chat if you enjoyed today. And I will see you guys tomorrow at 2 p.m. Maybe my mom will be reading. I'm not sure. But I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content. And please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram @Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.